Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Thanks to all of you for tuning in today. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. This is your first time tuning in. This show is all about real estate investing, the best practices, how to get started. Feel free to give me a call with your questions. The number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, I'm open to emails. I'm happy to help. Send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@lu, stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, inc.com. I'm a real estate investor here in Texas. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited 8 years ago and really learned how to be very effective at investing in real estate, how to really tighten it up, how to follow the Lifestyles Unlimited model, and it has absolutely changed my life. I own single-family rental homes. I also invest passively in apartment communities. And if you don't know what a passive investor is, I'll explain it to you here. Essentially, I have contacts with what we'll call lead investors. And lead investors are business owners, and they will go out and seek apartment communities that fit their strategy. And they will essentially put together a business plan to purchase an apartment community and to make it better than it was. And so they find these apartment communities and there's some sort of issue. They're either dilapidated because some slumlord owns it or some out-of-state investor that doesn't care or just has let it go. Or a lot of these apartment communities actually get passed down through the family. They're purchased by the parents or the father or the mother. And they run it for 30 years, they run it well, and then the kids get it in inheritance, they don't really care about it. But essentially, there's something wrong with this apartment community, whether it's management, it might have deferred maintenance, it might be in a bad way, it might be less than full, let's say at a 60 or 70% occupancy for whatever reason. Well, anyway, these leads will target those apartment communities, they'll put together a business plan, and when I have capital, if the plan looks great, I join in as an investor in that apartment community. We call that a passive investor. I have no say in how that property is run. It takes no time from me whatsoever, but I do receive dividends quarterly from the returns of that property. So most of those apartment communities I own are here in Texas, but I am happy to share that my first investment outside the state has funded. I'm very happy and excited to see how that community appreciates. That community is actually in Mississippi, so pretty far away. I doubt I'll ever see it unless I'm driving that way, but might be worth a trip one day just to drive by and take a look, but no need to do so. I know that there's a good lead in running that property and it's put together a great business plan. Let me tell you this. Before I invested in real estate, I was essentially a corporate America guy, and everyone had told me that the way to get ahead, to build wealth, to retire, was the 401k. That's what they told me, everybody across the board. Peers, bosses, human resource managers, those close to me in my life, friends, family. 401k is the way to get ahead. That's all anybody knew. But let me tell you this. From 2013 to 2018, I made as much money in real estate investing in 5 years to equal and then eventually surpass everything that was in my 401k that I had been building for over 20 years. Think about it. In 5 years, I did what took me 20 years in the 401k. That's in one quarter of the amount of time. That's how powerful real estate investing is. That's why I love real estate investing. There's so much to it. So much, and this is part two of a show that I shared last week, the reasons I love about real estate investing. And I'll just list them out here. There's a bunch. Security, freedom, legacy, cash flow, continuous growth, control, excitement, tax advantages, appreciation, equity capture, bonding with my wife, networking and making new friends, like-minded individuals, talking to those folks, learning from others, learning from mentors. I absolutely love real estate investing. Now, I did my show last week, and if you missed it, you can find it. This is part two of that show, but if you missed it, you can find it at lifestylesunlimited.com at our website, and you just click on the radio button, and all the shows there will pop up, and you can listen to them on your own time, but not just my show, but Andy Webb's show, Al Gordon, he does the Lifestyles Unlimited show, and Del Walmsley himself. So you can find that at our website. You can also find it on your favorite podcast app or even YouTube. Yes, there's a Lifestyles Unlimited channel on YouTube. But the reason I'm having to do a part two of the show is this show goes by rapidly. I was only able to do a deep dive on four of those items, and that was freedom, cash flow, control, and tax advantages. I hope to use the remainder of the show to pick up some of those other reasons why I love real estate. But just to touch on it, take freedom. There's two components to that. There's freedom of time. I mentioned earlier, as a passive investor, it takes me no time. I review a private placement memorandum. I look at the business plan. There's actually a couple of hours involved in that. And if I want to invest in that deal, then ultimately I've got to wire the funds to that lead investor to become part of that deal. But the second part of freedom, the ultimate goal is financial freedom. That's the ultimate goal. So my friends, when your passive income meets or exceeds your W-2 income, do you need to go to work tomorrow? And the answer is no, you don't have to, because now your passive income, which you're making in your sleep, right? It just keeps on trucking. You set that investment up and it's earning and it's earning and it's earning in the background. Whereas when you have a job, you've got to show up, you've got to go to work, you've got to do what your boss says, you've got to fulfill the requirements of the position to get paid. That's a whole different type of income. But financial freedom, that's absolutely why we do this, my friends. That is the goal, to become financially free. And let me tell you what, I know quite a bit. I know a lot of people that have done it in just a short time. We'll continue this discussion in just a moment. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. Today I'm sharing why I love owning real estate. And this is part two of a show I did last week. And those reasons I absolutely love owning real estate, there's many, but it's security, freedom, legacy, cash flow, continuous growth, control, excitement, tax advantages, appreciation, equity, bonding with my wife and my family, talking about deals. It's exciting, meeting like-minded individuals, networking with others. There's a lot to it. We're involved. We're involved in our financial freedom. We're involved in our future. Last week's show, I hit on four of those items, the freedom, the cash flow, the control, the tax advantages, and I just did a little touch on freedom if you missed it at the end of the last segment. But cash flow, let's just touch on that one. That's the primary reason we own and buy real estate assets. The primary reason. In fact, if that asset doesn't cash flow, if it doesn't pay you monthly, if it doesn't pay you quarterly, well, then there's no need to invest in it. Walk away from the deal. Cash flow is everything. It is primary to what we do. In fact, we'll even tell you, don't even consider it an investment if there's not a cash flow quotient to it. That's why we say a 401k is not investing. What did your 401k pay you last month? Zero. That's why we say owning your home. Everyone always thinks, well, your main home is a great investment. Sure was in the 20th century when you had actual real interest rates. And so you can save within that. And you had higher rates within the home. And homes appreciated. They're still appreciating, but because of the rules of money have changed, how money is rapidly losing value, you're paying your home. Your home is not paying you. You didn't get paid anything. In fact, last month, you paid your mortgage, your taxes, your insurance, your interest, and your maintenance on that home. So your home is not an asset. So an asset, an investment, needs to cash flow. Control. We absolutely control everything we invest in, the types, the management, the location, the returns, and the business strategy. We have 100% control over what we do. Tax advantages. My friends, real estate is the most tax-advantaged asset that I'm aware of in the United States. We have write-offs. We have depreciation. We can defer the taxes. We can utilize the 1031 exchange, and they call it the 1031 exchange because that's the code in the IRS tax law, 1031. It's over 100 years old. But essentially, the 1031 exchange allows you to exchange one property for like-kind real estate. So you can move into bigger and better properties and continue to defer the taxes. Now, if you'd like to learn more about tax strategies and advantages within real estate, well, we have that education program at Lifestyles Unlimited in a lot of different forms. We've got the online education. We've got mentors that can help you with that. But we have the expo, which is coming up right here, Labor Day weekend. There's going to be breakout classes on tax strategies within real estate. What makes real estate such a great investment tax-wise? And you can come to the expo, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, and you can learn all about it. There's over 70 breakout classes, just a few on tax, for instance. So let's get into one of the other big reasons why I absolutely love investing and owning real estate. And that's security. And this is a big one. This is a real big one because the fallacy out there, and it comes from all sorts of directions for a lot of different reasons, and we'll talk about that. But the fallacy out there is that real estate investing is risky and speculative. And I'll tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. Now, don't get me wrong. Do people get in and make mistakes and do stuff totally wrong, just bizarre compared to what we do? Absolutely. They crash and burn. Sure. They didn't have a plan. They didn't have a strategy. They just jumped in it because they thought it was a great idea. But really, what are the reasons? Why do people always tell others that real estate investing is risky? I think there's several reasons. I think one is that real estate investing is unconventional. It's an unconventional wealth path compared to the majority of society. In fact, I think if you lined up 50 people and you ask them, how do you get rich in America short of inheriting it or becoming a CEO or CFO or for a Fortune 500 company, I think they would tell you, well, you need to save your money and you need to invest in the stock market. Or you need to get a 401k and you need to match. They're all going to say something around the market, stocks, and bonds, and saving and putting money into the market. That is what is taught everybody from day one. That's what surrounds our psyche. TV, magazines, billboards, newspapers, the media, fellow employees, human resource managers. They all push the 401k and the IRA. when I was a young, aspiring middle manager in corporate America, you'd switch companies to bigger and better, get a little bit of a pay raise. Then you'd sit down with the HR manager and you'd go through all your benefits and you're signing up for everything. And these HR managers are just telling me, they're cheerleaders for the, oh, our 401k program is excellent. You've got to get into it. And I didn't really know it at the time. I didn't think about it, but I doubt that HR manager had made $1 million in the 401k, and I doubt that person would. I doubt they'd make $2 million, $3 million, $4 million. In fact, I know they won't. But here they are, and they're just telling you, hey, this is how you get ahead. This is the best way. Go ahead and sign up for it. They essentially, there's a lot of people that don't understand what we do as a real estate investor and how we do it. So essentially, they advise against it. So they're going to tell you, no, don't do that. It's risky. Here's what you need to do. But they're speaking from their own personal truth. So they're telling others around them that look to them, they're an influence in someone's life. And so they're telling them, don't do it. Now, there's another reason. I call it normative influence. And you can look up online. I did a little bit of talked about this on my May 2nd show. You may want to go back and review. But there's a psychological phenomenon, and it was discovered during this ASH line test, A-S-C-H line test. You may want to Google that and read about it. But normative influence is where people actually know that what they're doing is wrong, and not wrong like harmful, but it's just wrong or not effective, yet they're still telling other people that they need to do it. Think about that. There's a lot of that going on, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, in society today. But normative influence is somebody, and let's say you've got an influence in your life, and it's a 50-year-old person, and they're a corporate America person, and they have a young nephew that's 22 out of college and just got a job, and the nephew says, hey, Uncle Joe, what do I need to do? What's the best thing I can do? And Uncle Joe's like, well, you need to feed that 401k as much as you possibly can. But what Uncle Joe doesn't share is that he only has $100,000 or maybe $150,000 in his 401k. So it's obviously it's not working for him. Yet here he is telling his young nephew that this is the way to get ahead. That, my friends, is an example of normative influence. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to continue talking about the reasons why I absolutely love investing in real estate. Hang on, we'll be right back.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm talking about all the reasons why I absolutely love investing in real estate. Obviously, I won't get to all of those reasons, but if you want to talk about a few of them, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com, and I do respond personally to each and every email I get. Last segment, I briefly touched on our expo. It's our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. It's the largest event of its kind in the United States. Well, I'm very excited. It happens to be here at the end of the month. It's Labor Day weekend, September 3rd and 4th, right here in Irving, Texas. If you want to come see what we do, if you want to meet the Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, op consultants, deal sponsors, passive investors, we'll all be there. As an aside, the Multifamily Masters Tour is sold out, and that's where folks will actually get on buses and go tour apartment communities that are owned and maintained by our lead investors. They'll see some of these actual investments. They'll get to, they'll open the books. They'll show the numbers. They'll show what the property was like prior to takeover, where the property is today, what stage is it in, and maybe they just purchased it 6, 8, 10 months ago, and they're still in that turn, in that upgrade stage. Well, you'll get to see that personally, but unfortunately, the Multifamily Masters Tour is sold out. However, there's still so much to offer, the breakout classes, the expo itself. Come see us. You can get more information at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And if you want to save $97 off the price of admission at the promo code box, just enter Mike, M-I-K-E, in all capitals, and you'll save $97. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at the expo this year. We're talking about a little bit about security within real estate, because real estate investing, when done properly, when done with a strategy, when done with analysis of the asset prior to takedown, it is absolutely extremely secure, much more secure than the stock market in many, many ways. And there's, but there's a lot of people out there that they'll just tell you flat out, don't invest in real estate because it's risky. And there's two or three groups I highlighted. But the last group is somebody who they actually know who bungled a real estate investment and got hurt. This is somebody who's not trained, not educated. Maybe they were thrown into real estate. What does that look like? Well, I actually bought a property from a person. This property was going to be foreclosed on. It was going down quick, and I was able to kind of step in and essentially prevent the foreclosure. But let me tell you this story, and this is very common how people get hurt. This gentleman got transferred to Chicago, and the market was down, so he didn't want to sell his house. I don't know if he was upside down or what sort of equity he had in it. That's none of my business. But he didn't want to sell it for whatever reason. And so his bright idea was, I will put my relatives in this house, and they can pay the mortgage, right? The mortgage notice is going to come in the mail every month, right? Your statement, and they'll pay it. Well, this went on for about a year and a half, and somehow the mortgage wasn't getting paid. Look, when I got this property, it was in horrific shape, but this person, their credit was about to be absolutely destroyed. But there was 9 human beings living in this house. There was 4 dogs that were all over 65 pounds at least. Some of them were probably pushing 100 pounds. The grass was shoulder high in the backyard, totally overgrown. They had cats that used the attic like a litter box. I mean, this was, it actually turned out to be a very beautiful, very nice place to live when we were done with the rehab. But it was in a bad way. But people that get hurt in real estate are ones that got into it for the wrong reason, or they didn't have a plan, or they were a little type A and they just, you know, shot immediately. Yeah, let's do it. Or they bought land, or they speculated somehow. But that also makes me think about, why don't people accept stock market corrections as losses? I don't understand. If the market goes down 30%, people don't necessarily classify that as a loss. And it might take them 3 to 5 years later to get back to where they were. But what do they always say? Well, I made up for my losses, or I'm back to even. And I want to go, you didn't make up for your losses. If it took you 3 years, are you getting an extra 3 years on the backside of your life? No, it took you 3 years. And don't tell me that whole time where you made up for your losses, that you weren't continuing to fund that 401k with money out of your paycheck those entire 3 years to, quote unquote, get back to even. No, you never get that back. It's gone. But the narrative, the words we use are changed. Losses are called corrections. No, it's a loss. Let me ask you this. If you broke your arm, let's say you fell and broke your arm horribly in 3 places, and you had to have surgery, rehab, a cast forever, and then 3 years later, your arm's back to normal and it's where you were before you broke it. Do you ever pretend you never broke your arm? No, a loss is a loss. Now, why is real estate secure? We make money whether the economy is up or down, good times or bad times. Let me explain. You have a good market, low inventory, high demand. That's what we're in right now. Low turnover. Rents are increasing. Low interest rates. Asset appreciation. I think all of you can see that real estate owners are doing quite well right now. Quite well. But what if the market was the opposite? What if we were rental owners during that 2008, 2010, 2011 time, where things were just the opposite, low demand? Well, if you've got a great resident in that property and you did your homework and you put that resident in the property and you had equity in the property like we do, 20, 30, sometimes 40, 50% equity, especially the way real estate investors were buying them back then, they had a lot of equity. That resident is going to continue to pay rent. You're still making money during the poor times. Why? That resident doesn't want their credit ruined. In 2008, 2010, jobs, people were getting laid off left and right. The last thing they want to do is destroy their credit and have to go rent somewhere else. It's going to make it much harder. But what also happened during the bad times? The rental demand actually goes up. It skyrocketed from 2008 through 2012. It went way up because people couldn't afford to pay for their homes, or they did lose their job. And when you move out of your home, what do you become? You become a renter. And what protects us as well is we utilize a philosophy called best product, best price. We're not slumlords. We fix up our properties. We fix everything. We make nice places to live, nice, safe, new air conditioning, hot water heater that performs, excellent management, excellent service, well-maintained homes, new appliances. Does that sound like where someone wants to live versus the slumlord down the street? Best product, best price. That helps you during these poor. It helps you all during good times and bad times. But we make money when times are good, and we make money when times are bad. We don't have to sell when everybody else sells. And we have a great property that people want to live in. So security is utmost, very important, and very solid in real estate. Hard, tangible assets will always provide value. Think about that. I've never had a house run away in the middle of the night. I've never woke up, my house was worth 30% less. That sure happens on Wall Street with the stock market. My friends, there's nothing secure about when the market crashes. Has a correction. So yes, my friends, real estate is much more secure than anything you can put in your 401k or anything that your IRA can offer. And a big part of that security is because we have control. And I talked about control last week, but we control that entire asset. We control who lives there. We control the screening. We control what we do and how we do it. And we control the returns. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. We're going to continue talking about all the things I love about investing in real estate.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I absolutely love investing in real estate. I was able to do in 5 years with real estate investing what essentially I equaled in 5 years what I had done in over 20 years within my 401k and my IRA. That's how powerful real estate investing really is. Extremely powerful. The way we're able to make money five different ways in our properties, cash flow being king, but there's four other ways. You can learn about that at our free workshop. And that's, let me look at it right here. I've got it. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Come see what we do. Come see how we do it. At that workshop, they will review the reasons why you should invest in real estate, why you should create passive income in your life. And many of those reasons that I'm talking about here today, what makes real estate so great: security, freedom, legacy, cash flow, continuous growth, control, excitement, tax advantages, appreciation. Yes, there's a ton of that going on right now. We don't purchase for appreciation. That's more of a speculative move. If you look at a property and you say, oh, it's going to be worth X amount in 4 or 5 years, and that's your only reason to buy that property, I would advise you to walk away from that because that's gambling. Don't buy for appreciation. Land buyers buy for appreciation unless they're actually going to put cattle or something on that property, or they've got mineral rights or some other game plan associated with it. But just buying a piece of property because you think it's going to be worth in the future, that's a gamble. But what are we experiencing right now? Massive appreciation. It is upon us, and you're able to take advantage of that as a real estate investor. Now, it hurts you on your personal home, because your personal home appreciates, and what happens? The tax man's knocking on your door, and he's saying, hey, buddy, your taxes just went up. You owe me a little more. Now, how do we handle that in our rental properties? Well, one, we're able to continue to raise our rents in this, essentially in this market here in Texas, to coincide with those additional tax fees that we're paying. But we're able to write off the taxes associated with those rental properties, because those rental properties are a business, so you can write those off in full. Now, there's a portion you can do on your personal property, but it is limited. Another thing that I like bonding with my wife. We talk about our investments. We talk about when deals come across the table. Hey, here's this deal by this lead. This looks like a great opportunity for us, and we review it. That never happened with 401k or IRA investing. Never, never, never. Let's go a little bit deeper into excitement. Real estate investing is absolutely exciting. And this may sound a little bit out of place or unrelated or unnecessary, especially for some of you type B personality, you engineers out there. You engineers are saying, nope, Harrison, it is a mathematical equation. It either makes sense or it doesn't make sense. A plus B equals profit. Yes or no, don't get emotionally involved. And they are correct. You are correct, you engineers, you type B analytical types. You are absolutely correct. But I'm going to stop you at some point. I'm going to say you're absolutely correct regarding asset analysis, asset return and asset analysis. Yes, you're plugging in numbers. Is this a good deal? Is this something we should get involved in? In fact, I have a sticker on my desk that my wonderful GC, Blake Johnson, gave me years ago. And the sticker essentially says, it's not your house, it's your investment. And he was right. It makes sense, because what he's talking about is don't go overboard. Make this the best product, best price in this neighborhood. But if you don't need to go above and beyond, and just a lot of people will buy a rent property and they absolutely go overboard, and they'll add crown molding and vinyl windows if you don't have to. If the windows are in good shape and functioning and proper, by all means, leave them. It just depends on the neighborhood. If everything in the neighborhood has vinyl windows, well, you better have vinyl windows. Same thing with granite countertops. But great sticker. And yes, that helps me see it as an investment, not as a house. Now, let's continue on, though. What is there to get excited about? Well, especially when you close a new deal. You just gave yourself a new pay raise due to cash flow. That's exciting. Looking at something that you're invested in, and you look at the pro forma, the predictable return. And a lot of our leads are very, very conservative. They're kind of given a worst case scenario, under promise, over deliver. And if you like the predictable return, that's exciting. Future income is exciting. Increased net worth is exciting. Increased cash flow, as I mentioned, is exciting. Giving yourself a raise every year, exciting. When I make a new investment, I'm as excited as back in the days when I'd get a huge commission or a bonus or a pay raise. The difference is a lot of this is tax-free. It's much, much better, and it's something that I did, not something that the company chose to bestow upon me because we made them $40 million last year, and they wanted to give us, you know, a $20,000 bonus on that. Wow, good for you. But these are tax-free for the most part. That's exciting. You're building your cash flow snowball. It gets a little bigger. Exciting. Confirmation of wealth growth. Exciting. How many people put $100,000 into an IRA mutual fund and immediately popped a bottle of champagne and then cooked fillets on the grill in celebration? Nobody. But I sure have done it when I was accepted into a deal that was very hard to get into by a fantastic lead investor that absolutely delivers fantastic returns. You're darn right. You're accepted. Boom. Pop the bottle of champagne. Let's go. This is going to be a great investment for a long time. Yeah. When I get accepted into a solid deal by a solid lead with a solid game plan, it's exciting. My friends, do something today that your future self will thank you for. It's exciting. Continuous growth. Let's talk about that a little bit. Our real estate portfolio grows every year. Our strategy is the complete opposite of the save and deplete strategy that the 401k and the IRA represents. We get wealthier every year, not poorer. So here's our strategy. You live on the cash flow from the investments and you reinvest the refinances in the sales. You reinvest that. You don't spend it at all. And so your cash flow comes from what I call the cash flow snowball. So let's say you refinance a home or several single family homes and you pull $100,000 out. Do you spend that $100,000? No. You reinvest those funds into new deals. Grow the cash flow. Give yourself a 5-8% raise annually. You got to look at the 100,000 as 5 to 8,000. If you look at it as 100 and you think you're going to go buy a ski boat and go to Tahiti and go on a ski vacation in Aspen, I would advise you not to do that. I would advise you to take that 100 and put it into new deals, continuously grow. Let's say you sell four of your rental assets, your single family homes, and whether you do a 1031 exchange or not, if you do a 1031 exchange, you're going to put all of those funds. There's actually a third party that controls the money, and it's going to go into new real estate. But let's say you didn't have a 1031. Pull some money out for the tax. Talk to your tax person. But again, put that back into new investments. Build the cash flow snowball. If you're not sensing a theme, and I think I mentioned it in the first segment or the second segment, cash flow is king. It's all about cash flow. That is why we invest. Same story when you're investing in apartment communities and the lead does a refinance or a sell. Take that money and put it into new deals. Now, if you're doing that, if you understand that concept, congratulations. You're now thinking like a millionaire. That's the millionaire mindset. Live off the cash flow, reinvest the windfalls. That's how your wealth will grow every single year. We're worth more and we make more every single year. Continuous growth. Legacy I have just a few seconds here to talk about legacy. Very important to what we do. There's a couple of parts to this. One part of the legacy is that my children are actually seeing what we're doing, how we're doing it. We're starting to have conversations about how to build wealth in life. We're starting to have conversations about the cash flow snowball. We're starting to have conversations about how a single family home will pay you an extra $400 a month, how two homes will pay you an extra $800 a month, how a small passive investment will pay you 5% of that investment, 5 to 8%, maybe 12% for at least the first 3 to 5 years. And eventually you'll get most of that money back within 3 to 5 years through a refinance. And then you continue to grow that and you build that wealth. And ultimately the legacy that you can leave your children and your loved ones, well, that's called financial freedom, my friends. There's no greater item that you can leave your friends and family than financial freedom. And that's why we'll always tell you, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.